The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Sally Matisik, independent co-owner of Vitality Bowls in Richmond Heights.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So glad to have you here. I love Vitality Bowls. My son and I enjoy eating there. And you have got an awesome, awesome story behind your venture to this venture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Took a long way getting there.
Yeah, right. So let's talk about that. Sure. And I guess we'll start with, you know, in our conversation, you had said after becoming a mom, that was really when you became more health conscious.
Definitely. I think that's true for a lot of women. You know, we do what we want, we eat what we want, we're invincible. And then when we have children, we realize we're taking care of our families as well as ourselves. And then our husbands in the same case as well. We turn that around on them. Yeah, I started looking at everything from the best foods for my children to what I was serving out of them. Do I have BPA in the plastics? All those kind of things. What am I putting on their skin? What type of shampoos am I using on them?
And what I love about this is, when was this?
This was almost 18 years ago.
Yeah, so you were ahead of your time.
I guess.
Really, a lot of people, that was not on a lot of radars, right?
You know, true. Like,
yeah.
True.
So you had hypothyroidism,
yes.
Right? That was found after your son was born.
Correct.
Hashimoto's,
yes.
Which, as we've talked, I also unfortunately had.
Yes.
Have.
Right.
So I guess tell us a little bit about how that was found and where you were at that point.
Definitely. So after my son was born, I started experiencing symptoms of hypothyroidism, which my doctor attributed to postpartum. Different symptoms.
Right.
And I should just go back and let you know that my son was born in Germany. We were stationed over there for some time with my husband's job, not in the military. And I found the doctors to be very progressive, and I was really open to the culture there. That was the whole idea about being an expatriate. So when I started experiencing these symptoms, he told me postpartum, but it was only a matter of less than a month when I went back, and they really listened to me and did a full blood panel. Whereas even now in the United States, when you're testing for hypothyroidism, you don't get a full blood panel.
Right.
So I had the whole panel, and they tested for everything too. They were testing my iron levels, everything, discovered that I had hypothyroidism. At that time, they didn't know it was Hashimoto's. It wasn't until about 12 years later in the United States that my doctor finally diagnosed me with Hashimoto's. But at least I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and knew that I needed to take medication, but I didn't follow a lifestyle for that as far as eating, because I didn't know anything about Hashimoto's, nothing. It was just hypothyroidism at the time.
Since, you know, so flashing forward, mm-hmm. since you found out that it was Hashimoto's and not just
yes.
hyperthyroidism generally, and you mentioned the eating and the lifestyle,
yes.
how much of a difference has that made?
Oh my gosh, so, so huge. When you realize for me, 12 years, without really improving many symptoms or sometimes having relapses of symptoms, but not needing a change in medication, I knew something was wrong. So when I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, of course I did all this research, internets and books and online groups, everything that I could to find out about it, because I didn't know a single person personally that had it. And I started changing my lifestyle. I started removing gluten, which is a number one thing for Hashimoto's.
Key for that
Key
condition,
for that,
yes.
Definitely. I also started adding a lot more fruits and vegetables, taking out dairy a little bit. Couldn't give up my cheese. I really couldn't do that. just a number of things that I was adjusting my lifestyle of eating, and then in the same time, adjusting the groceries I bought for the family. So subtly really changed how we ate at home, had a little less meat forward meals. Mm-hmm. We still had meat, but you know, more fish incorporated, a lot more vegetarian meals, a lot more salads brought in. So it was subtle. The family noticed, but didn't complain about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's back up to your time in Europe.
Yes.
And so we've talked a little bit about what you noticed medically was different with the system there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else was different?
I think the whole idea about eating fresh and eating naturally, they have very small refrigerators. In fact, some of them don't really have freezers other than the tiny little ice box that you remember from your dorm room in your dorm size refrigerator. So you don't have a lot of frozen foods at all. I would go to the grocery store every single day. I would go when I was eating bread at the time, I would go to the bakery every single day. You would buy smaller portions of food, smaller amounts. You would always buy fresh. You were always preparing fresh. I rarely bought frozen foods. So that was a nice lifestyle change. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing when I was in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. I was there for a while for work and very similar. And it does seem to make a difference. Big difference, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right, you came back and mm-hmm. you've been back in St. Louis for over a decade, right?
Correct.
Is that right? Okay. And what I loved about, you know, when you came back, mm-hmm. You said you kind of felt like a stranger in your own land,
yes.
kind of thing, right?
Reverse culture shock. It's a term that is real.
Yeah.
It's definitely real. We had actually been away for 5 years. We did 2.5 years in Germany and then 2.5 years in England. Even though the language is same, it is a different culture there, different lifestyle that they're living. And coming back, it was a bit of an adjustment. The first time I went into a Sam's Club or a Costco when I got back, I started getting anxious.
Yeah.
I wondered, where am I going to put everything? Why do you need 10 boxes of mac and cheese at once? You know, these things were just a little overwhelming to me, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting when normal is no longer your norm.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and it does. I feel like a lot of times, side note, we're going sure. through and cleaning out our closets and doing some things at home, and it's mm-hmm. like the more that I get out of my house, the mm-hmm. better I feel. But anyway.
Yes,
yeah,
understand
difference
that.
Of American life. So you were looking for kind of a group to unite with, right, as you reacclimated.
I was.
And you found?
I did. So I didn't find it myself. Someone actually invited me into this little group called, we call ourselves the International Gourmet Club, the IGC. And we started, I would say, about eight years ago, a group of women, mostly expats from foreign countries who had either been in the United States for a while or had just come over here. We wanted a group to go out to dinner together once a month, but not just eat dinner together. We wanted it to be a little bit deeper, a little bit more. So we came up with this plan where we would visit a type of cuisine for 3 months in a row. Let's say we did Eastern European cuisine, or if we did Western European, or if we did African. I mean, sometimes these restaurants are hard to find in St. Louis. But then when we went to each one, one of our members would tell us something interesting about that country, about the food, about the culture. Sometimes we even brought maps and looked at maps, and just really briefly in the beginning. So we would talk to the owners, we would talk to them about the food. It became a learning experience about other cultures dining together as well. And we continued to do that every 3 months. The fourth month, we would get together at someone's home and make the food from the restaurants we had visited, so that culture, and we would invite our significant others, husbands, which they grew to absolutely love, this delicious food a couple times a year.
Who wouldn't love that? That sounds amazing.
It was great. And so we are still meeting once a month, still very international. There's only two Americans in the group right now, so I feel really privileged. But we have to represent, right? We're
sure.
here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're well-traveled.
Yeah.
So yeah,
oh,
you're
yeah.
a great addition to the group.
Thanks.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a cool experience. What yeah. I love about that is not only are you learning and growing and trying new things mm-hmm. together,
yes,
in relationship and community with this wonderful group.
Right.
And I feel like it is great for everyone's health to have that kind of thing in their life.
Absolutely. And I never would have met probably 90% of the women had it not been for the connections of someone else inviting that person to the group. So I'm also expanding my friendships outside of the school groups, outside of your neighborhood, because there's so many people in St. Louis I just feel like I could get to know, and they're interesting and fascinating. And I've met so many in this group.
People are really amazing creatures, aren't they? Yes. Like they really are. And yes. And I love just being open to that and connecting. And I love that you're open to that too. That's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. So through this club, mm-hmm. you actually met a woman from Brazil.
Yes.
Okay. And yes. then you went to Brazil.
Yes.
And there you tried.
I tried acai, the acai berry. I had not even heard of it at that time. And again, this was maybe 6 years ago. So this was 2 years after we joined the group. Never heard of it, but her children were so excited. They said, are we going for acai? We have to go for acai every day. And I would equate acai in Brazil to being like gelato in Italy. So everyone wants to eat it. You see people eating it all times of day. It's not so much a treat as it is something that everybody eats, basically.
A staple.
And there it's mainly served like an ice cream or a sorbet with lots of sugar. So it is more sweet.
Okay.
Didn't know the health benefits of it, but when I first tried it, I thought it was absolutely delicious. It's kind of like a dark chocolate blackberry flavor.
Wow.
Yes.
So your first experience with a superfood, if you will, mm-hmm. Was in this awesome, beautiful, wonderful country of Brazil
yes.
with these friends. And how amazing.
In the actual country itself, where it grows, it only grows along the Amazon River on palm trees. So that's the only place in the world you can cultivate it.
And now you have this wonderful place called Vitality Bowls
yes.
where people can come and try acai.
Yes. Actual pure acai.
So we've just got a couple minutes left before we break, but I do want to just touch on, so you've opened your franchise location yes. of mm-hmm. Vitality Bowls mm-hmm. and tell us a little bit about the history or where that started, where Vitality Bowls started.
Sure. So we were started by a couple in Northern California. They had the birth of their first daughter and she was born with severe food allergies. They were struggling to find food that she would eat that tasted good, that also had high nutritional value. And that's when they discovered the acai berry and did more research on other foods. So that is really the discovery of them for acai, wanting to share it with other people. They just said to themselves, why are we keeping this to ourselves? We're making all this food. We know all this research. She's doing well. She's thriving, even though she can't eat a lot of other things that are typically in the American child's diet. And so that's how they came to start Vitality Bowls.
Wow. And their family's doing great. And
yes.
she's well. And,
yes, she's doing really well.
And they've got this wonderful business that they've been able to share with you and the world.
Yes.
So cool.
Yeah, thank
you. So cool. So you opened in 2018.
July 12th
yep.
of this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's going well. I know I was in the other day and it was packed.
Yes.
It was absolutely
it's
packed.
It's going super well. We've been so well received by the community. I'm overwhelmed by that fact. It's wonderful.
People are hungry for change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break, but we will be back in just a few minutes after this break with Sally Matizek of Vitality Bowls. This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM, and we are back with Sally Matizek of Vitality Bowls.
Hello there.
Hello. So in this half of the show, we're going to talk about some wonderful superfood ingredients
yes.
That you have on the menu at Vitality Bowls.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't talk about them all today. We have over 50 different superfoods on the menu.
Over 50?
Yes, over 50. It's quite a lot to learn when you first start out by new employees. But after about a month, I think everybody's got them down and they're really excited and they have their favorites. So yeah, I'd love to talk about some of them today.
Let's do it. And what qualifies something to be on your menu as a superfood then? Like, what's the overarching requirement?
I'm sure there's an official definition now because superfood is in the dictionary. But the way that we describe it is a superfood is a food that has high nutritional value, maximum amount of vitamins and minerals. That's proven scientific research.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome.
Yes. One of the things that also that we really want to focus on our superfoods is that they contain a high amount of antioxidants.
Okay.
You probably have talked about those. You know about antioxidants. Yes. With health issues as well. Even my new staff, my young ones, say to me, I really don't know what an antioxidant is. Or if a guest comes in, they try to explain it and it's really hard. So I've tried to put it down into small, easy definitions maybe for the main people to understand that come in.
Sure. Layman's terms. That's fantastic.
So this is how I would describe it. So an antioxidant is really a key component of many plant foods that help slow down the process of oxidative stress. So that's when your body naturally burns oxygen when it's just producing, or when you're fighting off bacteria and viruses.
Right.
You get oxidative stress. If you have too much of that, it's bad for your body. Basically, you have unstable molecules going around your body. The antioxidants help prevent that oxidative stress and help get rid of those unstable molecules. Does that make sense a little bit?
It does. That was one of the better explanations that I've heard.
Oh, good.
Yes. Very, very well encapsulated.
Thank you.
So, all right. So what are some of these wonderful foods? I guess you want to start with acai, since that was your first.
Acai. So that really is our superstar food. It's in 8 out of our 11 bowls. It's in a majority of our smoothies. I think the reason that the founders picked that, again, we talked a little bit earlier about getting major nutrition into their daughter for all of her food allergies. This has one of the highest antioxidants on the planet. It's actually the second on the planet. We do carry the first. I can tell you about that later.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
But the other thing about the acai berry is it's so complete in its nutrition. It has fiber in it. It has protein in it. It's almost a complete protein. It contains 8 out of the 9.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is really amazing.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Most berries do contain fiber themselves too, because they have little seeds in them.
Sure.
So something to keep in mind. It has a high amount of vitamin A, C, and E. So those are the antioxidants. It even has calcium in it.
Huh.
Calcium. It's just fantastic. So it's going to aid in weight loss, skin care, digestion. It's a brain booster. And there's all this talk going around antioxidants, anti-cancer. Yes, because it helps those unstable molecules and unstable breakdown of molecules. So the acai berry is super, super healthy. But even if that doesn't matter to you, the taste of acai berry
is so good.
It is like a blackberry and dark chocolate. It's not sweet by itself. It's very low sugar, which is a bonus. Mm-hmm. But if you mix it with other fruits that have natural sugars in it, all it does is bring out this flavor. So you've got the delicious chocolate blackberry flavor, and you know you're getting all this nutrition in it. So the acai berry is our superstar.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. What else do we have to look forward to?
So we have 3 other superfoods that we blend in most of our bowls and smoothies. Acerola.
And I had never heard of acerola.
Oh, neat.
Before I came into Vitality Bowls. So that was all new to me. I was very excited. There are several on this list, by the way, folks, that she's going to talk about. Sally's going to introduce us to some things you have probably not heard of. And they are very cool.
Yes.
All right. So acerola.
Acerola. So acerola is a subtropical cherry fruit, also known as the Barbados cherry. This is a fantastic pure cherry flavor. I'm not talking about cherry Kool-Aid, cherry Jolly Ranchers. This is a real cherry flavor. One cherry has 30 times the vitamin C of an orange. 30 times. And it's not as large as an orange. It's a cherry size.
That's amazing.
So lots of vitamin C. So this is really good for immunity. Also, vitamin C is an antioxidant. A lot of people do that on their skin. But if you ingest it, it's so great. The other thing that it has in here also is a significant source of vitamin A.
Okay.
So vitamin C and vitamin A are excellent for immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we love having that. The other thing that's really good about the acerola cherry, this also aids in digestion. I love foods that you can eat that aid in digestion.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that? That's just great. I mean, ginger is one of them too, but if you have other fruits that also help you digest the food, fantastic.
And in my gut health, I have an 8-week gut health program that I do with my health coaching clients. Mm-hmm. And I talk about ginger because of the aid in digestion, but now I can add this to my list. Yes. I'm very excited about this.
It is really great. The other thing with all of the antioxidants that are in acerola, so basically it helps support cardiovascular health. Prevents and manages diabetes because, again, it's very low in sugar. Prevents aging, boosts brain health, strong bones. It even helps prevent fatigue.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, now the next one you've got listed is graviola.
Yes.
I had never heard of that in my life either. So do tell.
So graviola, actually can be grown in the United States, and it is. A common name here is sour sop, like S-O-U-R-S-O-P.
Okay.
So some people in that the I've South may have heard of it. Yeah. So that is what a graviola is. It's basically, it's a prickly green fruit on the outside, but the inside has a creamy white pulp that tastes like a combination of a sour strawberry pineapple.
I've seen these at Whole Foods.
You probably have.
I have. Now I'm going to buy one because now I know what it is.
They are good fresh. They yeah. are very good fresh. You can scoop the flesh out and eat them because they're soft, but they're excellent blended in smoothies and bowls because of that soft, creamy pulp. The flavor does come forward. So the graviola flavor does stand out.
Okay.
You can eat it by itself, unlike the acai berry, which I probably wouldn't recommend. It's like I said, sour.
Yeah.
But this one also has high antioxidants. It has vitamin C, vitamin E, which is really good for your skin, beta carotene. The other thing that is really good about this is because it's still low in sugar, it could significantly reduce blood sugar levels.
Okay.
I love this too. Graviola has been able to effectively kill off multiple types of bacteria, including strains that cause gingivitis and tooth decay.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well,
yes.
And then I noticed it says something about staph infections.
Yes. So because it's a bacteria killer, they have actually done test tube studies with live cells, and it works against the bacteria responsible for staph infections and cholera.
Again, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Food is medicine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it's fantastic. They've also done test tube studies that show it may reduce the growth of cancer. They've done it on breast cancer cells, and it's reduced tumor size. They've also stopped the growth and formation of leukemia cancer cells.
Awesome.
In test tube
Simply
studies.
Awesome stuff. And yes. So, we should probably pause and say, what I love about this is all the information that you're sharing is research-based.
Yes.
Evidence-based.
Yes.
So, and that's really, really super awesome. I love to go back and get into the research and see the cool things that they're doing. Let's pitaya.
Pitaya is one of our last of the four superfoods. You may commonly know this as dragon fruit. Have you heard of dragon fruit?
I have.
So dragon fruit is a cactus fruit, and it looks like it has scales on the outside, and that's why it's called a dragon fruit. Grows on cactuses. They are actually grown in Arizona, but they're mainly southern hemisphere because of so much of the climate. These are delicious fresh as well. They have a blend of kiwi fruit, pear, and it's a crunchy like texture to it. Dragon fruit is so popular in our restaurant because it comes in two natural colors, and when it's grown, it's white or bright fuchsia pink.
It's
gorgeous
so
color.
Beautiful. Yeah, I've blended that up and done things with it at home as well.
Yes.
It's just gorgeous.
Yes.
And all those colors are the antioxidants, right?
That's
the nutrients
that's
give them
is.
The color.
Exactly. Now this one is super popular again because of the color. Children love getting a smoothie that is this bright fuchsia color. They love their bowls. The colors of food actually encourage children to eat them too. So if we can get something that's bright and colorful, they're going to give it a try. And because it tastes delicious, they don't have to know that it's healthy for them.
100%.
They're going to go ahead and eat it. But our pitaya is, like I said, really popular. The neat thing about pitaya is it's low in calories and fat, which most fruit are. Some fruit, you know, has good natural fats, but pitaya has great fiber in it, vitamins B and C, and pitaya does have good calcium in it.
Very cool.
Yes.
So we've just got a couple minutes left, and
sure.
I want to make sure we give a little information at the end about, you know, how people can find you and contact.
Yes.
So, but I want to touch on this VB blend, the Vitality Bowls blend.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, dive into that.
Definitely. So Vitality Bowls came up with a proprietary blend called our VB blend. And that is basically five superfoods that we blend together into a liquid that can be added to any bowl or smoothie. And the five leading superfoods are the acai berry, aronia berry, camu camu, mangosteen, and moringa. Some of those you probably...
I have actually heard of moringa
when
I was doing some research and healing myself through nutrition. Miracle tree, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the nickname there. Okay, so give us a quick,
a blurb about each of them?
Yeah, just a
little
bit.
Already talked about acai. The aronia berry. This is the number one antioxidant food on the planet. Number one.
Yeah.
And what makes me so proud to say is this is grown in North America. I just love that we finally have a superfood, the best superfood in North America. It's a dark purple berry. You may have heard of it called as the chokeberry. I don't like the name of it. But
that's a terrible name.
They call it because of its tart taste.
Yeah.
Just its tart taste. Yeah. This is just fantastic. Highest level of antioxidants, promotes detoxification, improves circulation, aids in urinary tract health, just like cranberries, but even better. anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory. And the last thing I'm going to say is it's able to reduce oxidative stress on the eyes, which is great because we're constantly glued to our blue light screens. Particularly important. So if you're on your phone a lot, if you're on your computer a lot with blue light, Aronia will help prevent that breakdown of oxidative stress on your eyes.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go out and buy some Aronia berries as well as come in and experience them at Vitality Bowls.
Great.
And unfortunately, we've run out of time.
No
I so
worries.
Wanted to touch on the rest, but you know what, guys? You're just going to have to go into Vitality Bowls.
Yes.
Tell them how to find you.
So we're located in Richmond Heights. We're at 8029 8029 Dale Avenue. We're right off of Highway 40 and Hanley Road next to the Richmond Heights Community Center and Library. You can't miss us. We've got a big sign. We'd love to see you. We're open 8 to 8. Monday through Saturday, and we sleep in an hour on Sunday. We're open 9 to 8.
Good for you. Everyone should sleep in an hour once a
yes,
week.
Yes, we need it.
That's great. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, Sally Matizic.
Yes, Matizic. You got it.
Sally Matizic of Vitality Bowls. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So this has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information about my health coaching services or to contact me, please find me online at amandalaplante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. You can find this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal at soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal. And feel free to reach out to me anytime at 314-583-6749 if you'd like to set up a free consultation. Guys, have a great day.